This development is a conflict within a conflict. The escalating violence we've seen in Mali over the last several years has almost universally been driven by the violent extremist groups operating in the north and central part of the country. Since 2020, we've seen a tripling in the number of violent events, up to about 1,000 a year. There are an estimated 3,000 Malians who have been killed every year as a result of this violence. In 2015, there was negotiated an Algiers Accord that brought together the Tuareg ethnic groups and their militias with the Malian government. And so they've been allied since that time, fighting against the violent extremist groups. However, with the military coup in Mali in August 2020, the junta has taken an increasingly harsh position against all of its security partners in the region, with the G5 Sahel, against ECOWAS, against the European Union, France. And part of this alienation, the junta has also pushed against the UN peacekeepers, the MINUSMA force, and ultimately demanded that they leave by the end of the year. Now, most of the UN forces were in the north where the Tuareg are based. And so the Tuareg groups saw this as a clear abandonment on the part of the Malian government, and they felt isolated with the UN leaving, and they said this was going to be a violation of the Algiers Accord. So with the withdrawal of the UN forces, we've seen a vacuum in northern Mali, and the Tuareg now are filling that vacuum by taking over the evacuated UN bases. And the Malian junta isn't in a position to take control themselves. They've largely lost control of northern Mali. So we have this paradoxical situation that as fighting and as the violent extremist threat in Mali escalates, the Malian junta has been pushing away partners, including the UN, and it's created this other complication domestically where it's also alienating its domestic partners.
Security analysts have warned that the Malian state could collapse together, further destabilizing a region where insurgents with links to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State are gaining ground. Is that a credible threat?
Yes, I think that is a credible threat. At this point, the Malian junta only controls half of the country, really the center and the south of the country, and the violent extremist groups have become more lethal and better organized over time. Tellingly, when the junta seized power in 2020, it justified its coup by saying that it needed to take power to upgrade the security for the country. But since 2020, the number of violent events have tripled. And so we've seen a dramatic deterioration of security under the junta. They've lost territory. There are more fatalities. And violent extremist groups, whereas they had previously been focused in the north, are much more engaged in the center and even the south of the country around Bamako. We've seen a spread even into neighboring countries, Burkina Faso and Niger. And so a lot of this is self-inflicted because the Malian junta has pushed away its security partners in the region, including ECOWAS and the G5, the European Union, and now the UN. And so I think there is a very real threat that the violent insurgency we're seeing and the momentum that it has can sweep further down into the south, into the populated areas of central and southern Mali, and create a real chaotic situation.